It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Tuesday, April 7th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's mostly cloudy, but a warm 60 degrees.
A quiet ride along the Wasatch Front. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
The coronavirus. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
We keep hearing from store employees in Utah who don't feel comfortable being at work surrounded by hundreds of customers. But what can be done to help them feel safe? Joining us live from downtown Salt Lake City is KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Maria, KSL gets continuous emails, people working in retail saying their company really isn't doing anything to keep customers out of stores and maintaining a six-foot distance. Officials with the Employers Council say that business owners are required to make a plan that keeps a healthy business model, but they have to keep the virus spread down between the employees, and definitely some companies do a better job than others. However, they also say there is not a one-size-fits-all way to do this when it comes to COVID-19. However, starting today, Smith's is going to limit the number of people coming into buildings. Costco has been doing this for a while. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The pandemic won't stop the Utah Department of Transportation from moving ahead with over 200 construction projects this year. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Turning Highway 89 into a freeway from Kaysville to Weber Canyon will cost almost $500 million. It's been planned for more than 20 years. UDOT Executive Director Carlos Bracera says they'll also add three new interchanges along Bangerter Highway in Taylorsville, South Jordan, and Riverton.
Even though this is the project's called Bangerter Highway, which is a north-south road, this has provided tremendous relief for that east-west travel.
Another major project will add a new interchange to I-80 to take pressure off Highway 36 in Tooele County. Bracera says crews are working with new safety rules during the COVID-19 emergency, but having fewer cars coming through construction sites will also help get the work done sooner. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Going into the great outdoors can help break up your routine if you are stuck at home. But KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly says there are restrictions in place that you need to know about.
If you live in Davis County, visiting Antelope Island State Park is for you. But you can't enter Dead Horse Point or Sand Hollow State Parks because they're in a different county from where you reside. Hundreds of people were turned away from Utah State Parks this weekend after traveling too far away from home. And several visitors thought entrance to the parks were free. You still have to pay to get in and enjoy the wilderness, and you still need to stay far enough away from each other. Staff at the parks are checking both residency and your social distancing skills. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. There are early indications that New York is seeing a plateau in the number of people who have been hospitalized for COVID-19. But Governor Andrew Cuomo says this, at the same time, New York reported the largest single-day increase of people who have died from the coronavirus.
I can tell you for the hospital staff that goes through this, they're not getting numb. For the families who are suffering, they're not getting numb. The pain is increasing. The grief is increasing.
Roughly 5,500 people have died from COVID-19 in New York State since the virus was first detected there. Utah's Major League Soccer team is cutting some jobs because of the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more.
Real Salt Lake executives say they've been working on a plan to keep their organization going, but they just found out they will not be able to get financial help through the federal CARES program. That means they're going to start reducing the pay of their executives and staff members, and some employees will be let go or furloughed. Real hopes that once the league is able to start playing games again, they can start bringing staff back on. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
We are hearing from Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban about when the NBA could be back. And he tells KSL's David Dujanovic it's safety first.
But once the scientists and doctors give us a path to safety, then I do think we'll figure it out. You know, I'm just guessing, but I think we do play a season, even though it'll obviously be shortened. And I do think we'll have a playoff run.
Cuban is also an entrepreneur and a businessman, and he says now is the time for Utahns to come up with the next great idea or company to change America. You'll get coronavirus updates every 30 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Coming up after Utah's noon news at 12:35, you can join in our daily coronavirus call-in show and ask the state's top experts your questions. We'll also take the state's daily COVID-19 briefing, which today is scheduled to start around 1:30. We will hear from Governor Herbert. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources is asking for help after multiple deer were shot and left to waste in Wayne County. Conservation officers say six deer were shot sometime in late November. Now, a witness saw a truck driving through the area at the time, shooting from their vehicle. Other deer were found shot in late March. Coming up on KSL, what are some of the best practices to keep germs outside when you get home from work or the store? And a look at your noontime drive.
Right now, you are good to go along all your Salt Lake County freeways, including I-15 between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Updating what you need to know about the coronavirus every 30 minutes.
One of the concerns, if everyone starts wearing masks, people might not take social distancing seriously.
Listen every on the KSL News Radio app.
Let's talk about home essentials. I'm not referring to toilet paper and hand sanitizer. It's how to keep things working when you need them most. If you have stuff on the fritz, get it fixed now. Air flowing past the coil in your air conditioner keeps it from freezing up. If your filters are dirty and plugged, your filter might as well be a board, because air can't pass through it, which causes coils to freeze up like blocks of ice, usually when it's the hottest. When you need AC the most, and when at Whipple Service Champions, we're slammed. Easy peasy, call Whipple Service Champions now for a $44 deep dive comprehensive AC tune-up. If you've got stuff on the fritz, get it fixed now. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, indoor air quality, and drain cleaning. Everything's on sale. Be prepared. For everyone's safety, with an abundance of caution, we have implemented strict policies and procedures to remain at your service. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
We heard about the pandemic and chose to be part of the solution.
The coronavirus disease COVID-19 continues to present unforeseen and ever-changing challenges on a daily basis. And men going through divorce can find themselves with more questions than answers. But we are here to help. Cordell and Cordell will be hosting a live webinar with a panel of attorneys this Thursday. We'll be discussing how the pandemic may affect custody, child support, alimony, and maintenance decrees. Don't miss this opportunity to hear from a nationally recognized domestic litigation firm on how men can protect their financial and legal rights as a father during the coronavirus pandemic. Visit CordellCordell.com to learn more and register today.
Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping one of our top stories, the pandemic will not stop the Department of Transportation from moving ahead with over 200 construction projects. So while you may be seeing fewer people on the road in the next few weeks, you're going to see more orange cones. Well, after being at work or shopping at the grocery store, how do you keep your family safe when re-entering your home? ABC's Becky Worley asked that question to a researcher who studies viruses.
Coming from the outside world back home feels significantly more treacherous these days. So we asked Dr. Angela Rasmussen, a researcher from Columbia University who studies viruses, how she disinfects after a trip, say, to the grocery store.
So here's what I do when I get in the car.
It actually starts here, when she leaves the store.
Take my hand sanitizer. Sanitize away.
When she gets home, her immediate routine has a focus.
Before touching my face or touching any other surfaces in the house, is I'm going to wash my hands for 20 seconds with soap and warm water.
She says coats, purses, and fabrics don't need any special treatment.
There has not been any reports of coats or clothing being a significant transmission risk for COVID.
But she does think about her phone.
Phones are potentially a higher risk source of fomite transmission or transmission from surfaces because they're in such close proximity to both your hands and your mouth and nose.
She recommends cleaning phones with disinfectant wipes or alcohol when you get home. But what about changing clothes or washing your hair?
The risk for transmission from your clothing, again, unless you've had direct contact with somebody who might be sick is pretty low.
We have all heard that the virus can live for 24 hours on cardboard and up to 3 days on metal and plastic. But Dr. Rasmussen points to research that shows how the germs on these surfaces outside the body, they lose their infectiousness over time. She says, remember, this is a disease that's primarily spread through respiratory droplets and close contact with other people.
Yeah, and it's good to have good information about what we need to be doing. KSL News Time 1209. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Right now, nice and quiet along the Wasatch Front on all your roadways, whether you're on the freeways, main secondaries, or side streets. No accidents to report. The only little bit of slowing has been on Backus Highway, Highway 111 in the Copperton area, especially as you're going between 90th and 118th South, either direction. But overall, a very quiet and easy drive. Are market losses wrecking your retirement? Get a complimentary review and ascent plan from Teton Wealth Group. Let Teton help you save your retirement. Visit TetonWealthGroup.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Nice day out there. Mostly sunny skies, right around 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 60 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news. The coronavirus has changed the way police officers do their jobs, from the gear they wear to how they answer calls. We will go in depth coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
New at Deseret Book, The Divine Gift of Forgiveness by Elder Neil L. Anderson. In his new book, Elder Anderson writes especially to those who are awakening unto God, those who are beginning to discover, as well as all those who seek the divine gifts of repentance and forgiveness in their lives. Relying on dozens of true stories, along with important doctrine taught in scriptures, this book is a must-have for every home. The Divine Gift of Forgiveness is available now at DeseretBook.com and Deseret Bookshelf. New at Deseret Book. Join Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's personal study as he shares insights about more than 150 names of Christ he has studied during his 25 years as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Witness for His Names is available now at DeseretBook.com and Deseret Bookshelf.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
If you see news, you can text us at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. Make sure you text us safely. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Real Salt Lake is cutting and furloughing some employees and reducing pay for some executives. The team found out it's not eligible for help from the Federal CARES program. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, if you show up at a state park that isn't in the county where you live, be prepared to turn around and go back home. Park rangers are turning away hundreds of visitors. Third is look at your noontime drive, sponsored by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Here's Ricky Meese.
So far, so good along the Wasatch Front on your valley freeways, including I-15. That's in Box Elder County all the way down through Utah County. No accidents to report on the freeways, main secondaries, or side streets. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I say plenty of sunshine around 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 60 degrees downtown, bit of sunshine. Time for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New York is still the epicenter of the nation's outbreak, but the number of ICU hospitalizations is down for the third straight day and new patients. Governor Andrew Cuomo says it represents a possible plateau, but deaths also reaching its highest level yet in the state, 731 yesterday, and he says it's not time to let up.
I know it feels like a lifetime. It's been so disruptive, so abrupt, so frightening, so disorienting, but it's only been 37 days, right? Everything in context and everything in perspective.
Cuomo says it's critical social distancing and stay-at-home orders remain in place. Some states are still seeing an uptick in cases, and health officials say hospitals will still see an influx of serious patients. In Wisconsin, voters are turning out in person on this primary day. There are reports of a three-hour wait at polling places in Green Bay. Earlier today, ABC's Ryan Burrow was at a polling location in Kenosha with social distancing elements in place.
Outside of the polling location here in Kenosha, there is a hand-washing station. In the lobby, voters in line are keeping their distance from each other. Inside the voting room itself, poll workers have gloves and masks on. They're working behind a clear plastic makeshift barrier. They can slide papers and other items back and forth with voters through a small opening. Voting machines are spaced out around the room. Many of the voters have brought their own masks and gloves.
In these trying times, California taking some drastic measures to reduce the impacts on the court system.
Under new emergency rules effective immediately, bail here in California will be set at zero for misdemeanor and low-level felony cases. Also, all court hearings dealing with evictions or foreclosures are being postponed. Counsel can appear for defendants at pretrial hearings, and courts are being allowed to set up teleconferences now for hearings to limit the number of people who are in courtrooms.
ABC's Alex Stone, you're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The coronavirus has changed the way police officers do their jobs, from the gear that they wear to how they answer calls. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has this in-depth look.
Kaysville Police Officer Alexis Benson says her department's taking precautions to protect officers, especially on patrol, like handing out gloves and N95 masks. They also had a nurse come in.
We filmed her showing us how to properly put on our eyewear and our masks and how to keep our masks clean so that we can reuse them for different calls.
And speaking of calls, Officer Benson says they're answering as many as they can over the phone.
We just hope people understand that, you know, if someone in the Kaysville Police Department were to get the virus, it could cause many of our officers to get the virus, and it would potentially keep multiple officers from being able to respond out and help people.
Officer Benson says people have been following Davis County stay-at-home order, but those that don't are just told to move along.
We've had quite a few people that are going to play on playgrounds. We're just trying to educate them that they're not allowed to do that at this time.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get a look at your drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those traveling I-15, you're good to go. North or southbound directions between Ogden and Provo. I-215's Belt Route, I-80, whether you're headed towards Tooele or through Parley's Canyon into Summit County, all looking good. The 21st South Freeway also in great shape. Our main secondaries are problem-free at this time. This year, don't struggle with weeds and big bags of fertilizer. Turn that job over to Stewart's, Utah's number one local lawn care company. Green lawn, weeds gone with stewartslawn.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's take a look at the next 7 days. Here's Grant Wayman.
Plenty of sunshine today. High temperatures topping out about 63 degrees. Sunshine tomorrow in 68. And then plenty of sun on Thursday, 66. Nice stretch of weather. Friday, sunshine, 66. Sunny, 67 on Saturday. Partly cloudy sky Sunday with a slight chance of showers that day. High at 57. Then a lot of clouds Monday, 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Nice. The clouds have moved out. Very nice in downtown Salt Lake City. Bit of sunshine and 61 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News. We'll get a complete update of your money news. Taking a look at the markets right now, they are in positive territory. The Dow, it's been around the 23,000 mark for most of the day. We'll check your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1221.
Get news all day on the KSL News Radio app and on the app for radio.com.
Are you stuck at home wondering what's coming next? Have you been feeling like maybe now would be a good time to know more about the Book of Mormon and its prophecies about our day? Are you ready to take your Book of Mormon study to a new, deeper level? Join me and thousands of faithful saints from around the world in the most informative, exciting, and interesting Come Follow Me supplemental study podcasts available online. You'll hear Book of Mormon-related interviews with dozens of thought leaders such as Tim Ballard of Operation Underground Railroad, superstar Alex Boyer, Joseph Smith epic historian K. Godfrey, leading Isaiah scholars Avraham Gileadi, Robert Kay, Ken Krogan, Rhonda and Farrell Pickering, as well as beloved BYU professors, Native Americans, LDS filmmakers, and more. You'll learn insights from LDS explorers that discovered the land bountiful and that sailed aboard the ship that actually verified Lehi's ocean voyage. And you'll find answers to questions about plants, animals, clothing, and artifacts, providing more Book of Mormon evidences than you ever thought possible. All online and all free. So go to BookofMormonEvidence.org for the best Come Follow Me podcasts. BookofMormonEvidence.org.
Thank you, Utah, for making Ogden's Flooring and Design your preferred place to shop for all your flooring and granite countertop needs. Times are tough right now, so they're extending their biggest free labor sale into April. Ogden's Flooring and Design locations are open, and they're taking the utmost precautions in stores and during installations for everyone's safety. Or you can visit Ogden'sFlooring.com and request a free in-home consultation and take advantage of free installation only at Ogden's Flooring and Design.
Ogden's Flooring and Design.
Loans by Rick is working hard to be part of the solutions needed right now. So if you're trying to buy a new home or refinance suddenly, your world has turned upside down. Rick from Loans by Rick is here to bring everything back to your personal comfort level. That means buying or refinancing at the most aggressive and intelligent interest rates. And with Rick, personal safety is priority. Your process happens online, by phone, and by electronic signatures. There's even the addition of mobile notary closers, so you can sign your closing documents in your living or dining room. That way, life decisions go forward in a safe and responsible way. So here's how it happens. Visit loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. That's 801-809-SAVE. See how seamless buying a home or refinancing can be. Loansbyrick.com. Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Kroger, which is parent company of Smith's, says stores nationwide will start limiting the number of shoppers inside at a time. Traditional stores will allow around 600 shoppers at a time, while larger marketplaces will allow around 1,000 shoppers. KSL drives. Some car insurance companies are giving money back to their customers because people are driving less and crashes are way down. Allstate says it will refund about 15% of premiums paid by customers this month and next. American Family Insurance says it's giving back about $50 per car. REI says it will keep its 162 retail locations closed and furlough some of its roughly 14,000 employees without pay for 90 days. Company says furloughed employees will continue to receive health benefits. And taking a look at your money at this moment, it's a good day, another one, second day in a row. The Dow up by nearly 400 points, sitting at 23,080. That's an increase of 2 percentage points. S&P 500, it's up by 40, and the NASDAQ is up by 72 points. Boeing says it will repeat a test flight of its astronaut capsule following last year's botched demonstration. Company says if the unmanned test flight this fall is a success, they plan on putting people in the capsule in the following launch. The coronavirus Q&A coming up at 12:35. Jeff Kaplan joins me. And Jeff, who's coming up on the show today?
Maria, it's straight to the top today. Our guest is the CEO of University of Utah Health. Dr. Michael Good is ready to answer any questions you have about COVID-19 and helping you grapple with the red tape of government. Heather Barnum from the State Coronavirus Task Force will be in studio for your questions about stay-at-home orders, unemployment, or anything else. Call us now and talk directly with the experts. It's all first come, first serve at 801-575-5555. Talk. Maria, coronavirus call-in is live in 10 minutes.
All right. We're looking forward to your calls. Again, the number to call, 801-575-8255.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
KSL News Time, 12:29. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
We're wrapping up on a quiet note. Salt Lake County freeways look good. I-15 in great shape from Willard Bay all the way into Juab County. The rest of your freeways are in awesome shape. Light traffic, good speeds, no accidents, no delays, and no crashes on the surface streets. LDS Business College becomes Ensign College this fall, and you can begin working on a bachelor's degree. Apply now. to start your journey during spring semester and transition from your mission to LDS Business College. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Warmer temperatures coming away here with plenty of sunshine on the way. Mostly sunny today. Highs right around 63 degrees. And it gets even warmer tomorrow. Sunshine up to 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. A bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, 61 degrees. KSL's top local story this hour. Utah Senator Mitt Romney is out of quarantine after being exposed to the coronavirus during a meeting in Washington, D.C. last month. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The senator was in self-isolation for 2 weeks after having a lunch meeting with fellow Senator Rand Paul, who later tested positive for the virus. Romney says he feels fine and now his main focus is getting small businesses the resources that they need in order to survive the current coronavirus restrictions.
The PPP loan is available through people's local banks, and banks are getting flooded with applications. I'm told that Zions Bank put out, tens of billions of dollars.
Romney chartered a flight to Florida to be with his wife, Ann, who is taking extra precautions because of her MS. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Highway construction crews will have new safety rules as the COVID-19 pandemic continues, but the Utah Department of Transportation says it won't stop work on more than $3 billion worth of projects this year. Executive Director Carlos Braceras says reduced traffic volume will actually help move things along.
We're seeing about anywhere between a 35 to 55% reduction in traffic based on, different locations. And that's allowing the contractors to have access to more of the work zone area.
The biggest project is converting Highway 89 through Fruit Heights and Layton into a freeway that will cost almost $500 million. UDOT will also add a new interchange to I-80 in Tooele County to help take pressure off of Highway 36. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will attempt to swiftly pass more legislation to help fund small businesses during the coronavirus crisis. This would be in addition to $350 billion already approved by Congress. And taking a look at your money at this moment, markets in positive territory. The Dow now up by 403 points, sitting at 23,082. S&P 500 up by 39. The NASDAQ up by 74 points.